5-Minute Fruit Series today. We're going to talk about this one. Peace. Man, this is something right now that we are all struggling with. We're looking to see what gives us peace. The Bible talks about a peace that passes all understanding. And in our lives, when have we needed that more than right now? Peace that passes all understanding. Well, in order to have peace, it all starts with a right relationship with God. I want to read you some verses here. Romans chapter number 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into his grace, which we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So we have peace because we've been justified by faith. We've got peace with God. Why is this so important for us to have peace with God? It is so important for us to have peace with God because our peace that comes from God is what flows to our relationships around us. Peace with God, peace from God, equals peace with fellow man. I want to read you some verses in Ephesians chapter number 4. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in the manner worthy of the calling of which you've been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love, eager to maintain the spirit in the bond of peace. Many of us, because we're not at peace with God and what God has given us at the moment, we take it out on those around us, don't we? And we're supposed to strive for peace with other people. Many of you, as you're watching this, are like, Nate, I'm locked in my house with my kids. There is no peace. There is maybe not the peace that you thought you once had, but there is a peace. And it can come from peace is not a byproduct of your surroundings. Peace is a byproduct of a relationship with God. Because I have peace with God, I can make peace with man. I can make peace with the relationships in my life. So I'm going to ask you today to be somebody that strives to show that with peace and unity in all relationships. If you say, man, I need some help, God knows that. Come back to God for that peace. If you're struggling with other people, say, you know what, on my part, I'm going to do all I can to strive to have peaceful relationships, peaceful time. I want us to look back on these days, years from now, as, man, we were people of peace. I love you, church. Thank you so much. I look forward to hanging out with you in the days ahead. If you need anything, please reach out. God bless you.